Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you this evening, as I am every week, pretty much, to help you know, and I know, and all of us know, that we are the miracles manifesting all the time. Even if we feel less than that at any given moment. For those of you who are new, please allow yourself to really go with the flow. Now, everyone, if you're in a position where you must pay full, complete, total attention to whatever is going on in front of you, then absolutely do that. If, however, you are able to let go of that, fully merge into what we are sharing, do so. We shall continue with last week's show, Vegan Compassionate Farming. I'm adding some of Dr. Brenda Cobb's wisdom and work and more. First, we begin with our breathing attunement. Again, take off your shoes. Sit comfortably, have your back straight, loosen anything you're wearing that might be tight, take an oxytocin breath. Again, it's an inhale through the nose and the sigh with your mouth open. Let it go. And now follow along with the sound of my voice. Taking a nice, soft, deep breath into your heart. Fill up with light, with love, with blessings, and hold. And gently, slowly exhale. Let go. Breathe in again. Miracles, light, prosperity, productivity. Hold and release, let go. Breathe in again. Love, communication, success, miracles. Feel that move through every aspect of your being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Hold and release that off. Any internal dialogue you might be having, you can look at it and let it go. Any parts of your body that might be twitching or moving, notice it. Breathe into it and allow, let it go. Be free, really, let go. Any sounds you may be hearing, notice and be with them. Allow yourself to be mindful. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and allow whatever is occurring to occur and bring your attention to your breath. Allow yourself to focus on your breath. And again, breathe in. Whatever it is you choose to experience and have in your life. Breathe in the vision, breathe in the thought, breathe in the feeling, breathe in the essence, breathe in the scent of it. Allow it to permeate you to your highest good, the highest good of the universe, the highest good of all concerned, with free will for all, and again, release. Let go. concept, our affirmation, our intention, our prayer for today and now is, I eat food that nourishes me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Again, I eat food that is delicious, that nourishes me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and my body digests it with ease. One more time. I eat and love delicious food that nourishes me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and my body, mind, heart, spirit, all evolve. Allow yourself to feel this, know this, and be this. We were talking last week about compassionate farming and the Compassionate Farming Education Initiative, CFEI, started by Karen Ellis. Karen Ellis Ritter. Karen Ellis Ritter, who I met, who is amazing. And compassionate farming is vegetarian farming. And what she said, and I'm a city woman, I come from New York. I have never lived on a farm. Although when I was a child, we used to go, quote unquote, to the country because it was stifling hot in the city, stifling. And this was at a time before air conditioners, and it was seriously hot. We'd go, quote unquote, to the country. In our case, since we were New York residents, it was upstate New York. And although it certainly wasn't the country, I didn't see goats and chickens and stuff like that. It was out of the city. And it was only a couple times in my life, and actually mostly in Africa, when I even saw goats and things of creatures of that nature. So I never got to really see how these animals operate. But I do know that animals have feelings, animals can love, animals can feel sad, animals nurture their children. And it was only when I saw some of the videos, first of all on Facebook, to see them everywhere of all kinds of different things with animals, and some of the good shows on Animal Planet that show animals of different species that one would tend to think would not get along, nurturing and caring for them. And when Karen told us and showed us some videos of farm animals and how funny some of them can be and how nurturing and caring, it brought home to me in a way that was quite special. These animals are as loving and caring as your pet dog or cat, assuming you have a loving dog or cat, or your pet bird, whatever your pet might be, if you have one. Everything has feelings. In my opinion, so do rocks. Everything has some level of sentience. And in farms that have animals, they are not well treated. They are misused by and large. And according to Karen, even the organic farms and the so-called free-range chickens. Now, I'm not personally the expert on this. However, she showed, and I have seen films and documentaries on some of the absolutely deplorable, disgusting things that are done in our country. Even on Facebook, and certain things I don't even want to say because they're so disgusting, I don't want to bring that energy into this show. What I will say is there is a heartlessness and a callousness and a cruelty that is horrifying. And so people know, so that you know, when an animal is going to slaughter, they can feel it. They know it. The animals tell each other, even if they don't say it in words, they pass it as energy. And this isn't some hypothetical thought. This is the case. Everything can do this. Everybody has this ability. And animals, for sure. And the energy of fear and terror that they feel goes right into the meat that those people who eat meat then take on when they eat that food. And yes, I definitely recommend blessing and cleaning it in Congum water, which will shift and take out in seed food and vegan food, in plant-based food, will take out the pesticides. And even with meat, we'll take out some of those oil-based junk that was put in and around the meat. However, when something has really been tortured, and some of these animals are totally tortured, put into tiny little spaces where they can't even move around, living in their own fecal matter, this is common. This is common, despite the commercials a person might see on television. That's all made up. Most of that is total fiction. So when you're eating that, you're taking on that negative energy. I had left off, I needed to say that, because some people are in such a fantasy about eating meat and thinking it's giving them the strength that they need, when oftentimes it is not. Now, I know blood types, and some say you need to eat this for that blood type and that for the other blood type, and everyone is different. So I grant you that everyone is different. I don't go by that blood type information, because I know of plenty of people of various different blood types that are supposedly not able to be raw vegans, and not only are they raw vegans, they are proponents of raw vegan food. I will say we all do have different chemistries and need to know how to eat to match our chemistry. So sometimes a person needs to see a wise nutritionist who knows about enzymes, so can tailor particular kinds of food for each individual person. Nonetheless, one gets the highest level protein, the highest level protein from plants, because that is the source of the food chain. The animals that people eat plants. Most people that I know of in this country and in others rarely eat animals that eat other animals. So go to the source and eat the and as soon after harvesting as possible. Now, I know that most of us do not live on farms, and we don't necessarily go right out into our little garden and pick what's there and eat it and make it and eat it right then and there. Nonetheless, the fresher something is and the more purely it is grown, which means organic, and with as much love as possible in rich soil, the more nutritious it is. And bless your food, whatever it is, whether it is organic or non-organic, what's called conventional, which organic is actually what's natural. It simply means it was left alone. The other means pesticides and adulteration has occurred, which is not good for us. It isn't. And when one can eat as best as possible that way, it shows in our health and it shows in the planet. It shows in the very vibration that we each are and that we are collectively. And in case anyone thinks it doesn't matter if somebody is cruel to animals, the very energy of cruelty, wherever it's shown, permeates the very vibration of the planet. And then everybody breathes it in.
And it actually acts as a toxic contaminant to any and to all of us. And it is best to be avoided. And in case anyone's thinking, well, that's the only way to do animals, no. Most of these big agricultural business, what's called agribusiness, has done its best to buy out small farms, especially the Monsanto people, although they're the ones with plants and GMO and other atrocities. And the big agribusiness farms, they don't have compassion. An individual person might, but not in that business. And I know a lot of people say, well, you have to get the job you can go because you have to make money, blah, 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 blah. Which shows that whether you want to say it or not, I'm going to say it. It's like selling one's soul for the dollar or the yen or the euro, ever the form of money might be. We all have to make a choice. And I know it can be challenging. Believe me, I know. Printing my book on my What If book, What If You Are and Life Is Miraculous, on 100% post-consumer paper was a major undertaking for me. It costs more money than regular paper. It's a process. Some people may think printing is now all on recycled. It is not. I guarantee you, not at this time when I am making this statement on Monday, May 11th, 2015. That is not the norm. It is new and it is different. And it financially costs more up front, but it helps save trees, which means the environment, which means less methane in the air, which is totally important, which slows global warming. We all make choices, and most people go along with the mainstream, even intelligent, bright people. I know because I know them. And some of them are making more money up front than some of us that are more with the environment, but we are making it on the back end from the energy within our being and how we will also financially recoup. Now, I'm going to go and again name some of the, I was starting to name documentaries, and some of these are not easy to watch. But that's why they need to be seen so people, so you, so everyone you know becomes more wise in what they eat. And in terms of vegan, next week we're going to have Victoria Shaw, no, sorry, Victoria Moran on, who is also a vegan expert, who has many books on veganism. I have my book coming out, Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan. My book is coming out, guess what, as a PDF. Why? Because I refuse to print on regular paper. I simply will not do it. My first book, the big one, The Mother's Manual, is on Kindle and Nook. I will be re-releasing it and the 20 smaller books that from those books as PDF, which means you can read them on your computer, your laptop, your cell phone, well, your smartphone anyway, your iPad, your notebook, any of those doodads. And/or you can print it out, and I recommend buying, as I do, 100% recycled paper. I buy it in bulk. And I get mine from, oh, what's the name of the place I go? It'll come to me. I buy my paper online and all of my, well, most of my office supplies online, and the name has just disappeared from my mind. But if you want, call me and I will let you know what it is. And you can reach me at 1-888-757-3223. Everything links together. And a human being's health will get higher when they know They are following a higher way of life. And our consciousness then grows, and our brains change to a higher level. And yes, many of us stay younger looking and have more energy than other folks. Now I'm going to name and describe some of the documentaries recommended by Karen Ellis Ritter, Compassionate Farming Education Initiative. Conspiracy by Kit Anderson. This is animal agriculture is the most destructive industry facing the planet today, she says. And Kit investigates while the world's leading environmental organizations are too afraid to talk about it. Now, Cowspiracy is a documentary that has showings in various areas of the country. There's one being shown in the South Florida area. So wherever you may be while you're listening to this, find out where it's being shown. Get a copy yourself. Cowspiracy. Or get in touch with Compassionate Farming. Send an email to Karen at info@compassionatefarming.org. Or go to the website, compassionatefarming.org. All something you can obtain. The Cove by Mark Monroe, Academy Award winner for Best Documentary of 2009. They embark on a covert mission to penetrate a remote and hidden cove in Taishi, Japan, shining a light on a dark and deadly secret. I don't know what it is myself. I have not seen the movie. Then there's one called Crazy Sexy Cancer. Chris Carr, K-R-I-S, Chris Carr, C-A-R-R, Chris Carr's journey into healing her cancer through diet and alternative therapies. I can tell you, you can heal cancer through drinking Kangen water. I know lots of people who have done that. I also recommend changing your diet, meditating, laughing, having joyousness. And if you'd like more information about Kangen water, get in touch with me. I'm a distributor. Go to goddessheartwater.com. See an online demo, Kangen demo, Kangendemo.com. And then there's Earthling by Joaquin Phoenix, which comes highly recommended. This is a powerful and informative documentary about society's treatment of animals. Narrated by Joaquin Phoenix, the soundtrack by Moby. This multi-award-winning film by Nation Earth is a must-see for anyone who cares about animals or who wishes to make the world a better fridge by Mercy for Animals. This powerful 12-minute documentary, narrated by Oscar nominee James Cromwell, takes viewers on an eye-opening exploration behind the closed doors of the nation's largest industrial farms, hatcheries, and slaughter plants, revealing the often unseen journey that animals make from farm to fridge. Then there's Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead by Joe Cross. Overweight, loaded up on steroids, and suffering from a debilitating autoimmune disease, doctors and conventional medicine unable to help, Joe traded in junk food and hit the road with a juicer and generator in tow, vowing only to drink fresh fruit and vegetable juice for 60 days. Across 3,000 miles, Joe had one goal in mind, to get off his pills and achieve a balanced lifestyle. His transformation was remarkable and life-altering. Food, Inc. by Robert Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R. This is an in-depth documentary following the commercial industries that provide food in markets nationwide. Then there's Food Matters by James. I will say this my best way, and then I'll spell it for you. Food Matters by James Colquhoun. Colquhoun and Laurentine Tonbosch. That's Laurentine, then T-E-N, then B-O-S-C-H. Are you sick and tired of the confusion surrounding food? Want to feel good and prevent or reverse illness and disease? Join the leaders in nutrition and natural healing from around the world to uncover the truth. And that's in a documentary called Food Matters. Forks Over Knives by Lee Fulkerson. F-U-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. This examines the proclaim that most, if not all, of the degenerative diseases that afflict people can be controlled or reversed by rejecting animal-based and processed foods. What I'm going to tell you is most of them can be avoided. Most of those diseases are certainly unnecessary for anyone to ever have ever. Most of it is lifestyle caused. Most of it. Then comes The Future of Food by Deborah Coons Garcia. D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah, K-O-O-N-S, and Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Covers topics of genetically engineered foods, which is GMOs, patenting, and the corporatization of food, using terms the average person can understand. It empowers people, quote-unquote consumers, to realize the consequences of their food choices on our future. Another reason to eat a lot more vegan food. If you don't like the word vegan or vegetarian for whatever reason, if you don't like the word, then call it plant-based food. Call it seed, S-E-E-D, food. Food that grows from the ground. Call it food without eyes. Call it what you want. Make sure you eat it. And in a healthy way. Not like, oh, I'll just eat a ton of pizza. No, that's all white flour. And the cheese, most of it isn't even real, for whatever real might be. And there's even sugar in it. Next documentary, The Ghosts in Our Machine, directed by Liz Marshall. The Ghosts in Our Machine illuminates the lives of individual animals living within and rescued from the machine of our modern world. Through the heart and photographic lens of animal rights photojournalist Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, MacArthur, M-C-A-R-T-H-U-R, audiences become intimately familiar with a cast of non-human animals. From undercover investigations to joyful rescue missions in North America and in Europe, each photograph and story is a window into global animal industries. Food, fashion, entertainment, and research. And I'm going to add all of which needs an overhaul. Everything. We need to find ways to use none or less leather and find not plastic, because that's not recyclable, something else. And our genius as a species needs to get on this. And for people who think they have nothing to do in life and hang out on the corner or throw drugs into themselves and do harsh, harsh, stupid things like that, and any of us might have done it at one time, get educated. and start looking for something that makes a difference and find a way to contribute. And I mean everyone. Everyone's got something to give. And it doesn't mean someone has to work 24/7. Most of us don't like doing that. Only a few people might like working 24/7. I don't like doing it. I like having leisure time. My body requires it, always has. So when you work, work. And then let go, relax, renew, laugh, dance, sing, read, study. Find your talents and your gifts. Develop them. Find people that are making something of themselves and join them as your group, your tribe, your folk. Then comes the documentary Peaceable Kingdom, P-E-A-C-E-A-B-L-E Kingdom by Jenny Stein, S-T-E-I-N, an award-winning, life-changing documentary about the emotional lives of animals and the moral struggles and triumphs of farmers. By the way, I'm not putting down farmers. Thank goodness we have farmers. They grow our food. They bring the food forth that the rest of us that are not farmers eat. There are farmers who love the land and have a feeling for it. People are to be praised and helped. These people grow their food with love and bring it forth with love. That's the way we used to have much more farms. Not as much now, because the agribusiness, as I said, has been stomping on them. And that needs to stop. It really does. And they have huge lobbies. But they're not bigger than we are. They're not. So once you become well-informed and start eating in a holistic way, your brain changes and you get activated. Even what you buy. In drinking Condon water, and I am a mega aficionada of this, your brain enhances, your vibration gets higher, and you become more healthy for sure. The next movie is Speciesism, the movie, S-P-E-C-I-E-S-I-S-M, the movie by Mark DeVries, or DeVries, D-E-V-R-I-E-S. A quickly growing number of prominent individuals and political activists are arguing that no justifications exist for considering humans more important than members of other species. They have termed the assumption of human superiority speciesism. And it's true. We need everything. That's why it's here. And it's also true that some of us dislike certain species, which doesn't mean they shouldn't be here, just not in our homes. I don't like cockroaches. They are not allowed in my house. They are not allowed where I live. They live somewhere else. And I have mounted campaigns and gotten rid of them. I'm not saying they're not allowed on the earth. There has to be a function for them, but not near me. Nor do I want to live in their little enclave. We need everything that's here because it's a nature ecological balance. Bees are dying off because of some of the pesticides that are being used. Some of the chemicals that are in the air and that are being spritzed on plants are killing off the bees. If we don't have bees, we don't eat. Simply put, we don't have bees, we won't have the flowers. Then we won't have some of the herbs. First of all, we won't have beauty. And we won't have some of the herbs and the medicines we need. Whether you take things herbally and naturally the way I do, or somebody who actually takes medicine, they start with that. Unless it's totally made in a lab, and then really watch yourself. because we are not made in a lab. We are not robots, although now and then I must say I wonder about something. Then there's Supersize Me, SUPERSIZE, Supersize Me, Director Morgan Spurlock, SPUROCK, Director Morgan Spurlock's social experiment, Tronomy, sees him attempting to subsist uniquely on food from the McDonald's menu for an entire month. In the process, his weight balloons, his energy level plummets, and he experiences all sorts of unexpected and terrifying side effects. To me, McDonald's, Burger King, all of that stuff, they're not food. They're junk. They're poison. In my opinion, they should be outlawed. Now they're throwing some salads in. Oh, ha-ha, now we have salads. Ha-ha-ha. I wouldn't trust what they put on them. I wouldn't trust what they spray on them. I wouldn't trust how they're grown. No. No, 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 no. They make junk. They cook junk. They serve junk. And it is not good. When I smell that stuff, because I take buses in Broward County and there are people who bring that on, it's nauseating to me. It smells rancid. And when people eat that, their body chemistry becomes attuned to it. And whether they know it or not, if you're one of the ones eating that stuff, whether you know it or not, you are lowering the vibration of who you are. You're even making your brain a little smaller. When people drink a lot of alcohol, their brain gets smaller. And it operates more slowly. This is scientific. Although as a healer psychic, I can tell you for sure that's the case. Then there's Sushi, The Global Catch by Mark S. Hall. Sushi, a once expensive delicacy, has become more common and affordable. And the world's hunger for the Japanese cuisine is having a potentially devastating effect on ocean ecosystems. We have overfished the oceans. We have to stop doing that. Or we're having a global overpopulation issue here. And I say that as a grandmother of five kids, whom I love. Oh my gosh, how I love them. They are amazing. Nonetheless, most people make children without thinking, without the ability to care for them, both in this country and abroad. That has to stop. It doesn't mean I recommend two kids per couple. It doesn't mean everyone has to be that. It doesn't have to be so exact. Some people are meant to make more kids. Some people are meant to make no kids. Some people who have made kids really ought not be parents. They're not suited to it. And they made kids simply by the carelessness of not using birth control. Therefore, we have a global overpopulation situation, which is also adding to some of the insanity on the planet. Folks, wise up. And I say this with love. This is Miracle Manifesting Mondays. I'm giving you this information not to overwhelm you, to wake you up so you can take steps to live more holistically. And I will say this. Once a human being is born, they're on this earth, love them. Love them. There is such a problem in this country with kids being abused by parents who really should never have even conceived, carried, or birthed them, that kids are running away, living on the streets in the millions, literally, literally. And then they go to halfway houses, if they even get to them. Or they get misused and abused. Very few, I'm not saying none, but very few can rescue themselves. Then there's The documentary called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days by Ayana, A-I-Y-A-N-A, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Fix people with diabetes. Switch to a diet of vegan, organic, and uncooked food to reverse the disease without medication. I saw it when I studied with Dr. Brenda Cobb at the Living Foods Institute. I know of people who did this through drinking condom water. I'm telling you, what many people think are scourges can be prevented, can totally be prevented. It's mindset, behavior, attitude, lifestyle. And yeah, you could have plenty of fun and delicious food, vegan. And the desserts, oh my gosh. And I'm talking raw vegan. So good. Do you like certain spices? Use them. Use them. The way one puts condiments in one's food is part of what, in the days when I ate tofu, which isn't now because I'm 80-90% raw, I used to make barbecue tofu because I loved barbecue. And I made it from scratch, not the tofu, but the barbecue sauce and all that. Now, I use some of the same condiments and mix it with other stuff, put it with vegetables. It's delicious. It is delicious. And it does not have to be cooked. And your body chemistry changes as you eat these things. And the food becomes, the vegan food becomes more and more and more tasty. And I'm not talking about bland and boring. I'm not someone who goes for bland and boring food, not even in the list. Boy, no. And if you're like me and you like chocolate, which I do, raw cacao nibs. One can make a raw, organic fudge with raw organic cacao nibs, coconut, the real coconut, not something in a can, not that nonsense, and a few other ingredients. And delicious, oh boy, ambrosia from the higher realms. Then there's, I have two more documentaries I'm going to tell you about that she recommends. There are many others. I'm simply telling you of these. A World Without Water by Brian Wood. The struggle for this precious resource, water, and the battle for its ownership is explored through compelling stories of families living in Bolivia, Detroit, Dar es Salaam, and Rajasthan. I may be pronouncing that wrong. As the background to these stories, or explore the conflicts over the future of water and see how even those living in the relatively rich United Kingdom hold the survival of the planet in our hands. In fact, the makers of bottled water, they are literally yanking the water out from under us, and then they sell it back to the very people whose land they took, mostly what's called, and I don't like this term, quote-unquote, third world countries. And you don't need this garbage. Bottled water is mostly acidic. Kangendemo, KangenDemo.com, 20 minutes. And then if you want the Kangen water, call me. 1-888-757-3223. That's 1-888-757-3223. Go to my website. I have a lot of websites. Well, I'm going to have one main website, okay? Right now, though, I have a number. And my Kangen website, that one will stand alone, although I'll have links to it, is Goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S-S, Heart, H-E-A-R-T, Water, water.com. And call me, 1-888-757-3223. And the last documentary on this particular list by the CompassionateFarming.org is Vetugated, VEGUCATED, by Marissa Miller Wolfson, WOLFSON. Sociological experiment and part adventure comedy, Vetugated follows three omnivorous New Yorkers who agree to adopt a vegan diet for 6 weeks. I've seen this. They begin to uncover the hidden sides of animal agriculture that make them wonder where the solution offered in films like Food Incorporated go far enough. They discovered that they can change the world one bite at a time. As can you. If we want a sustainable planet, using 100% post-consumer recycled paper for everything, which means, yes, changing the way we do industry, cardboard, all of it, toilet paper, everything, all of it, and doing vegan, that, and birth control, those three things, planetarily, starting one at a time. And you who hear this, that means you. It doesn't mean, oh, that sounds like a nice idea. It means implement it. See any of these movies. Get my book, Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan. Learn how you can get over food addictions. I did, and believe me, that was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. For sure. Not the hardest. There's no the hardest. It's one of the hardest. Contact Dr. Brenda Cobb, with whom I studied at the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta. Next week, we're going to be having Victoria Moran, a noted author and authority on vegan. Being vegan, 80 to 90% or whatever percent vegetarian or going in that direction, is an enhancement to someone physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, environmentally, and financially also. I don't see doctors. I don't need to. And that's also because of condom water. So if you have high medical bills and you'd like that to go down lower and have your health be way better, this is a path to follow. And it doesn't matter what your age is at all. Anybody can benefit from this. Anybody. Now, I'm going to give you some information by the amazing, amazing, amazing Dr. Brenda Cobb from out of one of her books. This particular book is called The Living Foods Institute Training Manual, and you can get livingfoodsinstitute.com. You won't get this book because you didn't train with her, but I did. So I'm going to give you some information from the medical community taken right out of this book by Dr. Wendy Cobb. The Wendt Doctrine, W-E-N-D-T, the Wendt Doctrine holds that excess protein clogs capillaries, cutting off oxygen and nutrients and inhibiting the release of waste products. Nobel Prize winner Dr. Otto Warburg, he is the one that said, cancer can only live in an acidic environment. Condom water makes you alkaline. Cancer begins to disappear. So he and his colleague, Max Gerson, and that was in 1931, also believe oxygen deprivation is a major cause of cancer and that the cancer cells result from an oxygen deficient liver. Oxygen, and that's another reason to drink condom water. Oxygen stress is caused by lack of exercise, which exercises brings in extra oxygen. To remedy this, use a rebounder, walk, do deep breathing. Poor air quality. emotional stress. Oxygen is required to break down hormones such as adrenaline. To remedy that, try relaxation, positive thinking, and diet. Food waste products can interfere with oxygen intake and use. The examples are mucus in the lungs and toxins at the cellular level. Acid-forming foods contain hydrogen ions that react with oxygen to form water. Any immune system activated by toxic foods uses up to 50 times more oxygen than when one that's not activated. So what foods are a good source of oxygen? What do you think? Did you know that foods themselves contain oxygen? Water is 85% oxygen by weight. Fruits and vegetables can be up to 90% water. Diluted foods have a greater concentration of liquid oxygen. Carbohydrates are 50% oxygen by weight. Proteins are 25% oxygen. Fats are 12% oxygen. Dense foods actually require more oxygen to break down. That alone, that little tiny, itsy-bitsy little piece is enough to have somebody with any kind of sense start eating more V foods, vegan, vegetarian, V food, all of that. Let me see what else I am going to yank out of this book. Talk about some of the acids, combining acid and alkaline foods. According to Brenda, Dr. Brenda Cobb, it isn't that food is acid. They're acid-forming or alkaline-forming foods. And for a human being to be healthy, we need to be alkaline. Many people are acidic. And that a food is acid doesn't mean it remains acid in the body. It can turn alkaline, and a lot of people don't know that. Honey and raw sugar become acid-formers. Okay, so here are the alkaline fruits. Apples and cider, apricots, avocados, yellow bananas, all kinds of berries, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe should be eaten alone, not with any other fruit. Carob, the pod only. Cherries, citron, currants, dates. Figs, grapes, guavas, kumquats, ripe lemons, which according to Dr. Cobb Brenda should be alone, loquats, mangoes, melons, all of which she says also should be eaten alone, nectarines, sun-dried olives, oranges, she also says that should be eaten alone, papayas, passion fruits, peaches, pears, persimmons, fresh pineapple, plums, pomegranates, quince, raisins, tamarinds, and tangerines. Those are all alkaline-producing fruit. The acid-producing fruit, preserved, that means jams and jellies, canned or sugared any kind of fruit, cranberries, dried or sulfured whatever, glazed fruits, and olives and pickles. Alkaline-producing vegetables. Veggies are, let me see how much time I have. Yes, I can tell you this. Alkaline-producing veggies. Alfalfa, artichokes, asparagus, bamboo shoots, green beans and lima beans, all kind of beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, celery, cauliflower, chard, chicory, coconut. Coconut is one of the most healthful things, and I mean fresh coconut, not out of a can, nothing sitting around, fresh jelly coconut. Not something that came from who knows where and it's dried out. No, fresh. Okay, so let me go back. Coconut, corn, cucumber, dock, dulse, eggplant, endive, escarole, garlic, horseradish, Jerusalem artichoke, kale, leek, lettuce, mushrooms, okra, onions, peppers, potatoes, pumpkin, radish, romaine lettuce, rutabagas, sauerkraut, soybean, spinach, squash, turnips, water chestnuts, and watercress. Acid veggies. Now these are acid veggies, acid producing. Asparagus tips, white. All kinds of dried beans. Brussels sprouts, garbanzos, lentils, and rhubarb. By the way, she advises eating 80% alkaline and 20% acidic for the best health. So it isn't that one should only eat alkaline, but 80%. It's like I'm about 80 to 90% raw, because I do. I eat raisins. I eat dates. They're not raw. I still have to find raw coconut oil. I used to know where to get it. Now I get organic, but it isn't raw, so I do want to get raw. I do use certain vegetable oils. They're as organic as I can get them, but I haven't been able to find raw organic olive oil or a few other kinds of oils that I use. And there are a few other things I do eat that, although they're vegetarian, they're not raw vegan. So I'm letting you know. Dairy that's alkaline, okay? Dairy that's alkaline is anything, the acidophilus, buttermilk, yogurt, and only raw milk, human, cow, or goat, is alkaline. Now, it's been made illegal in many states to have raw milk. The minute it's pasteurized, it changes. It becomes acid-producing. And acid dairy, acid-producing, is butter, all kinds of cheese, cream cheese, custards, milk that's boiled, cooked, dried, malted, or canned. And the minute boiled, that means it's pasteurized. So pretty much all milk products. Folks, next week, definitely tune us in for Victoria Moran, and you're going to get information that is amazing and outstanding. She is brilliant. She's an authority. I am going to learn from her. Yay, 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 yay. Meanwhile, to reach me, go to my Facebook page and like it, facebook.com/VimVigorVitalityVegan. Follow us. Call me if you want sessions, consultations on business, on health, on wellness, on anything, on parenting. 1-888-757-3223. Folks, thank you. Bless you. May you be filled with the living light of creation, which you are in every aspect of your life. May you know the joy of your heart opening to the magnificence of creation, light and love, prosperity, creativity, joy, growth, letting go of any of the constraints of the past. Piece by piece by piece. So you are free. Thank you for listening. Tell everyone about us. And speak with you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.